Task 3. You will hear several people talking. After each extract, write the option that best summarizes what you hear. You will hear the extracts just once. Extract 0 is an example. Now read the headings. Extract 0.
It has been one of the more extraordinary space experiments of recent years. Six men living together in total isolation for 520 days. They've been staying in a mock spaceship in a warehouse in Moscow, communicating with the outside world with a delay of up to 20 minutes, just as they would on a real mission to Mars. The idea was to test whether the men's minds and bodies could endure such a long journey from the Earth. As they return to their lives, the answer appears to have been yes, though the devisers of the experiment concede that without the dangers of a real space mission and the weightlessness, this was a less stressful experience.
Extract number 1.
The charge against the international community over the famine in Somalia and the humanitarian crisis in the surrounding countries is that there was too much aversion to taking risk. Many donors, according to the two aid agencies in this hard-hitting report, wanted proof that it was a full-blown emergency, and so a full-scale response was not launched until July, a six-month delay. Apart from the lives that were lost, the report says, some aspects of the aid operation were then unnecessarily expensive, such as having to bring in water by lorry. Save the Children and Oxfam say donors should now act more swiftly here too, if the lessons from the other side of this continent are to be heeded.
Extract number 2.
The United Nations has said 12 million people around the world are being denied their human rights because they don't have citizenship of any country. Those affected can find it difficult to get education, healthcare, or to own property. Erica Feller from the UN's Refugee Agency said stateless children were especially vulnerable.
Being stateless, they are under increased threat of being trafficked, for example, because there's no record of them. You can take the children, you traffic them, and they disappear. Without the protection of the law, the protection that a state responsible for you gives you, you are fair game.
Extract number 3.
universities across the UK will be able to charge as much as £9,000 a year for a degree course. Scottish students won't pay fees if they study in Scotland. Northern Ireland students who stay at home will only see a modest rise. Welsh students will be subsidised wherever they study. But this survey suggests students who will incur higher fees are already beginning to change their behaviour. More than 1,000 A-level students were questioned. Only 1 in 10 said they'd been put off university, but half said they would now consider choosing a local university to keep down living costs. A quarter said higher fees had made them reconsider what they want to study, and two-thirds said they would consider taking up an apprenticeship if it gave them the right qualifications.
Extract number 4.
The website crashed when it launched, and there have been concerns about the reliability of the information provided. But over the past 8 months, the government believes the police.uk website has been a hit. It attempts to provide a single point where people with access to the internet can discover the crimes that have been reported in their neighbourhood down to the specific street. From today, it will also tell them how their police force compares with others on crime rates and victim satisfaction. It will also include a wider range of offences, such as possession of weapons, theft, criminal damage and drugs. Critics say the mapping exercise can alarm and mislead people. But the government sees it as a powerful tool to hold local police to account.
Extract number 5.
Attempts to steal British ideas and designs from the technology, defence, engineering and energy sectors represent an attack on the UK's economic well-being, according to Ian Lobban, the head of GCHQ. In an article for The Times, he reveals that as well as intellectual property theft, cyber attacks have been used to try and acquire sensitive information from government computer systems, including, he says, one significant but unsuccessful attempt on the Foreign Office and other government departments this summer. His warnings of the threats in cyberspace comes as the Foreign Office prepares to host a major conference to look at international cooperation, which opens in London tomorrow.
Extract number 6.
Addressing radio and music industry leaders and producers, Pete Townsend pulled no punches in his criticism of the internet and one of its leading commercial players. The Who guitarist accused Apple's online music store, iTunes, of creaming off profit without providing enough support for music acts. He called it a digital vampire and compared it with Northern Rock, saying it existed in the Wild West internet land of Facebook and Twitter. The rock musician also argued against unauthorized file sharing, saying the internet was destroying copyright as we know it. In fact, iTunes accounts for more than 75% of legally paid-for downloads. An Apple spokesman declined to comment.
Extract number 7.
David Norgrove describes delays in care proceedings as shocking. He proposes a strict 6-month limit on cases unless there are exceptional circumstances. To achieve this, judges must trust social workers more and step back from the detailed scrutiny of the local authority's plans for the child. His proposal, endorsed by the government, has caused concern within some family courts. One London judge told me she did not know how the limit could be implemented. Most cases in the family courts involve couples separating or divorcing. For children in these cases, David Norgrove advocates no change in the law, though both the government and fathers' groups wanted one which would promote a meaningful relationship for children with both parents.
Extract number 8.
10,000 people across the UK are waiting for an organ transplant. Every day, 3 die. The government in Cardiff wants everyone in Wales to be placed on an organ donor register. A consultation on the plan begins today. But church leaders are opposing the move. They say organs should be given as a gift and not seen as an asset of the state. The Welsh Government says families will still be consulted when a death occurs, and those who don't want to become organ donors will be able to opt out of the register. If the changes are approved, Wales could become the only part of the UK to move to a system of presumed consent.
This is the end of Task 3 and the end of the listening test.